Down at the Custom Car Body Shop, the latest news of declining life expectancy for us Americans was met with some degree of skepticism at closing time. Fairlane Fred had looked up from reading the article in the newspaper he'd brought to the shop, and the assembled hangers-on were smirking and laughing even before he'd finished the last paragraph. "Gee, Fred, you think those statistics apply to us?" Jake asked, lighting up a Marlboro. His empty can served as make-do ashtray where it balanced nicely on his beer belly and barely jiggled as he popped his third bud. Quitting time at the Custom was early today, it being Friday and all. George, the owner, had sent his crew home early, and the flatheads had assembled for their usual Friday wrap-up. 62 Malibu two-door sat in the paint room, its butterscotch epoxy gleaming behind the makeshift plastic sheet doorway that separated the finish room from the body shop's clutter and mayhem. Monday, George would put the wax to it, 7 coats at least. Today, he was more interested in putting the finish on the week. He had the fridge loaded with 2 cases of beer. "Says here we're dying faster than we did 4 years ago. Only going to live to be 78. Hell, Jake, you're 73 now. Japs get 6 more years than us. Time's running out, buddy." Freddie tipped his can at Jake. "Here's to an early grave." "You believe that crap they put in the paper? Go ahead, Fred, but I plan to live a long, happy life." He took a drag on a cigarette, a good pull on the bud, and laughed. "Clean living will do it every time, boys. That and a clear conscience." "I don't know, Jake," Big Ralph said, 1 foot on the mangled rear bumper of a Camry the towing company dropped off that morning. "You don't look like the poster boy for Obamacare to me. More like the before picture of erectile dysfunction. And didn't your doc tell you to quit smoking that last stent?" "Doctors," Jake snorted. "What the hell do they know?" This sent the shop floor into waves of amusement. Half the assembled flatheads were on doctor's orders to quit drinking, quit smoking, maybe get some exercise, and maybe even eat right. Only little Billy was thin enough to avoid qualifying as obese, and that was barely. Little Billy didn't really eat much of anything. He was like one of those bromeliads that attach to trees and live off only air and beer. 78 wasn't likely to be in Billy's cards. He said, "I haven't been to a doctor in 40 years, and now they want to force me to buy insurance?" "Here we go again," Phil growled. "Another bitch session about health care. Trump's going to get rid of all that. Let's skip the crying for once." He crumpled his can and tossed it in the industrial-sized waste container George filled at least twice weekly. "Who's ready for another beer?" he cried, rubbing his hands and heading toward the fridge. And so another weekend got off to a great start at the Custom Car. Mercifully, no one would be keeping statistics down there. Or as Jake likes to say, what you don't know can't hurt you. Words to live by on the South End. Wow, 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 wow.